The report provides the first collection and analysis of data gathered from key stakeholders on trafficking in persons and people smuggling indicators in PNG. And as you commented prior to the release of this report, data on these crimes were very limited and based only on anecdotal accounts or media reports. But findings from the report show that domestic and transnational trafficking of both adults and children are occurring at a high rate in PNG for the purpose of forced labor, sexual exploitation, and domestic servitude. Although there are currently no cases recorded for PNG due to a lack of legislative framework, I'm very confident that once law is passed in PNG criminalizing human trafficking and providing assistance and protection to the victims, which was passed last year by the National Executive Council and is currently pending in Parliament, we will start also recording trafficking cases here. It was in fact the case for Fiji, to name an example in the region, where upon the passage of trafficking legislation a few years ago, cases were increasingly coming to surface.
Who's most vulnerable to being trafficked in PNG? Who's most at risk, Giuseppe Crocetti?
Well, the report, as I said, shows that both adults and children are vulnerable to the risk of trafficking. But in particular, the survey finds that as for child trafficking, for example, female children were indicated as being over twice more vulnerable to becoming victims to trafficking than male children. But survey results also indicate that children who do not attend school are at a greater risk to be targeted for child trafficking. And obviously, the industry in relation to where these cases may happen and also play an important role. As you pointed out, the logging industry received the highest result by survey respondents as a business that exposed persons to risk of trafficking. But the report also shows that persons working in and around marketplaces, bars, restaurants and gaming clubs are also indicated as being at a heightened risk of exposure to trafficking.
Well, there is currently no protection for people who've been trafficked. They're often arrested and deported. There are some community awareness programs currently being run through advertisements. So let's just have a listen to some audio of some of that in a moment, and I'll come back to you, Giuseppe.
Every year, men, women and children are traded through deception or forced for sexual exploitation, forced labor and other types of slavery. This is human trafficking.
Let's stop human trafficking in PNG. For more information or assistance, call the toll-free hotline 7100-7777. Sponsored by the International Organization for Migration, the Department of Justice and Attorney General, with the support of National Human Trafficking Committee.
What needs to change, do you believe, to bring about an end or curtailing this activity?
The truth is, Tracy, that a joint multi-sector effort is needed to effectively prevent and combat trafficking in persons in PNG. This short radio advertisement that you just showed is promoted by a newly established setting, which is the National Human Trafficking Committee, which is comprising of key government and non-government agencies and chaired by the PNG Department of Justice and the Attorney General. This is a very good practice and an important example showing how positive efforts have been created so far to provide a platform to develop mechanisms in PNG to strengthen the PNG government capacity to respond to trafficking in persons, but also to protect the victims. And so a recommendation from the report highlights the importance of capacity building activities, for example, training to law enforcement and judiciary on right profiling and identification of victims of trafficking, but also through awareness-raising activities, educating the public to the risk connected to trafficking is a very important activity. And the toll-free hotline number sponsored by the radio announcement is just set for that, to allow the public to know more about trafficking and also to seek advice on any potential cases they may be aware of for referral.